Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, Jeffrey, did you hear the new sports network, SSPN, Sanders Sports Programming Network, on the draft? They made me want to puke, really.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that in this show because it was an interesting setup they had going on there at the draft. We're going to get into that. NASCAR, golf, the NHL, WWE, and Jabronis of the Week this week, Eddie.
Well, this is a great show. And, you know, as we've said the other day when we were shooting, Mel Kiper made a real bastard of himself, didn't he?
Well, I was not a big fan. I haven't been for a long time a big fan of Mel Kiper Jr. I think that there was a time when Mel Kiper Jr. was a great guy for having all of the ins and outs of all of these young kids that were coming out for the draft. And it was about his ability to get out there and tout the greatest prospects that were coming into the NFL. But at some point, he got his hair done up better, started wearing the designer glasses, and it became more about Mel Kiper Jr. than it did about these kids coming in.
Yeah, well, he still looks like a damn Dracula, you know, and he should just sit up there in Baltimore in the Inner Harbor and just stuff them damn crabs in his mouth and shut his pie hole.
Dracula. A Dracula. I like that one.
The Dracula himself, Mel Kiper Jr.
I'm not a fan. God. I'm not a fan of Mel Kiper Jr. anymore.
No.
We are going to definitely discuss that. Hey, you know what I want to do, Eddie? I have been told that we have a huge fan in Connor DeBoer, and I want to shout him out on this show. Thanks for listening every week. Your dad tells me that it's turned into kind of a every Friday, you guys on the drive into school listen to the show, and I appreciate it, Connor. But we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hey, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Good gracious alive, the Sanders Sports Program Network. I hope they pay better than ESPN does.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Shador Sanders doesn't pan out, he'll probably get a job there, because ESPN is notorious for letting go their good talent who want to be paid and bringing in the next guy up. And ESPN has always been that. If you want to be a legitimate next guy up, you got to go over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com.
You know something? That Shador Sanders is going to need some old Dark 30 boots to dodge those bullets in Cleveland.
Well, so let's dive into this. This segment is dedicated to the NFL, and we're going to dive into the NFL draft that happened last week. And obviously, the Sanders show has been on everybody's mind for the last 3 years. Because he was down there at, what was the school he was at? Alcorn State before he ended up, or Jackson State. He was at Jackson State, and everybody was, oh, Deion Sanders is coaching in Jackson State, and he was getting wins in Jackson State. Jackson State is not a, no offense to them, but it's not a big school. It's not a FBS, FBC, whatever they're going by these days, school. And so Deion had to make the move to a NCAA school that was competing for the championship. He makes the move. He brings his boys with him. He's got two sons to play for the team. He's got this stud Travis Hunter that plays for the team. And all we hear about the first year is Deion Sanders. And he was off to a run when he first got to Colorado. They looked like they could be contenders. But then the air was let out. They took a loss. They took another one. And all of a sudden, they're not in the conversation anymore. But we're still talking about them. And then last year...
Well, you know what they also said, Jeff, was this. His interviews, like with the Giants and some other pro teams, were just horrible. He couldn't remember the plays. And, you know, he had that damn attitude that his old man's got. Well, you're not your old man, brother. I mean, you can't go in there and say, hey, you know, if you don't like it, you know, you just have to like me for who I am. Well, no, you just need to answer the damn questions and shut your pie hole. And you need to learn the game of football. And the Giants said that he stunk the joint up.
I just believe
with his mental capabilities of remembering plays.
I just believe that Shedeur Sanders is an athlete. And I believe that his brother Shiloh also, who was picked up as a non-drafted guy by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is also an athlete. I know that quarterback is the position that everybody covets. It's like when you're in Little League, the best player plays shortstop. You look at all these guys coming into colleges. Well, I mean, the reality of it is that they play both ways in Little League, and the position that everybody wants is shortstop. And as you go, as you progress through and you get to around better players and better players, the better shortstop stays at shortstop. You move over to third base, you move to second base, you move to center field.
Yeah, but this guy couldn't even go. He couldn't even make second base. Well, I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I mean, he can't throw the ball down the field. I mean, they ran stats on this guy that most of his throws were 5 and 10 yards.
So I think that they bought in that Shedeur Sanders needed to be the quarterback and he was going to win Super Bowls as a quarterback. But it turns out that he is not an NFL quality quarterback as far as any of these GMs believe. And there's a lot of talk about if there was collusion behind the scenes, are they blackballing him because of all the hype? No. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
He couldn't answer the frigging questions that every other quarterback could. They got drafted. That's what it comes down to. If you're going to be a QB and you're going to be drafted, you got to know the game. Just not that you're Deion Sanders' kid and the doors are going to open up. Those days are over. You're not going to – ESPN and the rest of you jock sniffers are not going to tell a billion-dollar franchise owner and a head coach to jeopardize his job picking your happy ass when you're not worthy of it. They just don't care about it. Believe me.
Well, you know, he fell out of day one in the draft, did not go in the first round. And, you know, there was only really one quarterback taken in the first round of that draft. Travis Hunter, who is a phenomenal athlete, there's still some drama surrounding him. Is he going to play offense? Is he going to play defense? He goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But you got to remember, Jeff, the Jacksonville was smart for a change. They gave up a number one pick in 2026. But, and this is a big but, that Travis Hunter, he plays cornerback and wide receiver. So you got two number ones, really, out of one.
I don't know. They hope that he can play both sides of the ball because they need help on both sides of the ball. I don't foresee it happening. The NFL is a grueling, grueling league. And if you're playing the entire time, you're up against the best of the best, and it's going to take a lot out of you. Is he up to the task? We're going to see. It's not happened a lot in the new NFL. You know, it was more common back in the day. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, that would be great for the Jaguars, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. So obviously to have a shutdown corner and then he goes out and he's at least your second best wide receiver. Yeah, I don't know which way he's going to go. He's a better receiver, I think, than he is a corner. So I think that he'll end up playing wide receiver for them. He may go in a nickel package and play some DB, but I don't know that we're going to see him playing every snap on defense, or if he goes the defensive route, he'll be used as a unique player every once in a while at wide receiver. I don't think he's going to be 100% both. He'll be a high percentage of one and a small percentage of the other. So
I think that they finally, Tony Khan, you finally made a damn good move getting this guy. Travis Hunter is good for the franchise. And, you know, he's got the number one selling jersey right now.
Yeah.
From the draft picks, which is cool.
There's a lot of hype.
Jacksonville needs somebody. Lawrence needs somebody to throw to. He needs a gamer. They need a gamer to go with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, for sure. It it's going to be good for Jacksonville either way. This kid's obviously a great athlete. He can play both positions. If he can do it at an NFL level, fine. If he can take 100% of the snaps on both sides of the ball, that's even better. So they got a good guy. We're going to find out whether or not Cam Ward's the real deal. He went to the Titans. I don't feel like they needed a quarterback, but they took one. And maybe he is a franchise-changing guy, which he needs to be to make that pick worthwhile. I have a feeling that we're going to see like the New Jersey Jets sent out two quarterbacks that they drafted high and they ended up going elsewhere and doing well. And now we may see next up is Will Levis going somewhere else and having success because I think he's a good quarterback.
Oh, he's a damn. You know who needs to get him?
Who?
Would be a great find and a good trade would be the New Orleans Saints.
Well, sure, they could use a quarterback that isn't at the end of their career and injury prone. So that would be a good call for him and potentially them. We're running out of time here. Wanted to quickly jump into the fact that it turns out that the son of a coach in the Atlanta Falcons organization is the person who prank called Shador Sanders. But it turns out, much like everything else surrounding Shador Sanders, that this got way more press than it should have because Kyle McCord, who played quarterback at Syracuse, the Eagles drafted him, told media someone tried to prank him during the draft. Mason Graham, who was a high pick for the Cleveland Browns, someone made a TikTok video with his number on it. So he was getting calls nonstop on draft night. This obviously isn't something that was a one-off, you know, in this day and age where you can find things like people's phone numbers online. I guess this is a thing, but it turns out that the Falcons coach, his kid got this number and gave it to somebody or he made the call himself. And it turned into a big story. I don't know if there's been any punishment or if there will be any punishment to that coach. I'm sure the kid got a chuckle and an ass whooping for it. But we got to run, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, my ass is just hot today, and it's just because it's not because it's 90 degrees outside. I'm just telling you that I can't believe Warren Moon, who I have the utmost respect for as a football player and had his number retired by the Tennessee Titans, gave up his number one being retired for a damn rookie who hasn't even proven anything, hasn't even thrown one ball in the NFL. And second of all, this, you know, and I'm the one who used to shout the praises of Abdul Carter, and the Giants were smart in getting him, yes. But they should have told him to keep his damn mouth shut and take another number. This dumbass was stupid enough to ask Lawrence Taylor, LT, to unretire 56 where he could wear it. That's like asking Michael Jordan. He was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. And that's asking Michael Jordan to unretire 23. And LT told him pretty much kiss his happy ass.
Well, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that Lawrence Taylor was not giving up 56 to the New York Giants. It is not that surprising either that Warren Moon gave up number one to the Tennessee Titans, because he is not a Tennessee Titan. He's a Houston Oiler.
Houston Oiler. Absolutely.
Warren Moon, if they were still the Houston Oilers, probably would have said, nah, kid, I'm keeping my number. But the fact that the franchise has moved, nobody thinks of the Houston Oilers anymore. Warren Moon's number one went away with the Houston Oilers going away. The Texans didn't get the name and the history. It stayed in Tennessee, which is ridiculous. So, you know, Warren Moon is maybe the Houston Texans will retire Warren Moon's number one, and Tennessee can have it. And Cam Ward can wear number one for the Tennessee Titans. He hopes it gets retired again
for
him.
Because Warren Moon lives in Houston.
Yeah, he's a Houston Oiler. I don't think of him as a Tennessee Titan. I'm sure he had no problem giving up Tennessee Titans.
Well, he has really, you know, it's like you say, but it's just, to me, Warren Moon was so good as a quarterback and broke all kind of records. He was really the first black quarterback that really set it up the right way. And then came Williams and you know, with the Redskins, who I can't believe they still went to the Commodores up in Washington. It's like, you know, the Commanders, but it's the Commodores to me. It might as well be the same damn thing. And they need to go back to the Redskins because they're winning. And so when I look at Warren Moon, if I had a retired number, my ass ain't going to give my retired number up for you, period.
No, if you retire a number, it's retired. It's not, yeah, you know, up for grabs. Come on, take it. But I really do believe that Warren Moon couldn't care less about the number one in Tennessee. He's a Houston guy. He's a Houston Oiler. And he'll be the last Houston Oiler to ever wear the number one.
Nashville.
Well,
because he could go in any bar up there and say, hey, I'm Warren Moon. You know, they retired number one, you know.
Yeah. Well,
he can't say that now. All you are is a retired old washed up quarterback, Warren Moon.
All right. Hey, we didn't get into it as much as I wanted to in the last segment, so we dragged it over into segment three here. Mel Kiper Jr. is the analyst for the draft on ESPN and has been for a very long time. He's always been a little bit sketchy. A lot of people, you know, kind of, he's not a beloved guy when it comes to college football, but he reached the pinnacle of ridiculousness on this past draft, and he looked more sad than the Sanders family on video when Shador wasn't getting taken. He was out there shilling so hard for Shador Sanders. You would think that he was on the payroll. Is this guy so hard up to be friends with Deion Sanders that he basically sold his soul to going out there and pushing so hard that Shador Sanders should be drafted in the first round by Cleveland, by Pittsburgh,
Kisser, Mel Kiper. He bought into the DEI crap at ESPN that they're selling. He drank the Kool-Aid, and he made a complete ass of himself. When Pat McAfee goes on an ESPN show, which is his show, and said, could you believe about Mel Kiper? He almost had a damn aneurysm over Shador Sanders. I mean, give me a break. Shador Sanders sucks. He belongs right where he was picked. And if you want to prove me wrong, please prove me wrong. But you don't deserve to be in the first round. You're not a first round quarterback, period.
Right.
At all.
I think he was a safe pick in the fifth round for Cleveland to take. They take a shot at him. Maybe they can move him somewhere. They can give him a shot at quarterback. They don't really have.
To me, I don't know what Cleveland's doing. That head coach over there, he used to be really credible. I don't know what happened to him. They drafted Dillon Gabriel. Gabriel's a hell of a lot better quarterback than Shador Sanders ever thought about being.
I disagree with you there. I think Dillon Gabriel.
We'll find out when he hits the pros.
We will. We will definitely be able to look back on this conversation and either say everybody on the planet except for Mel Kiper Jr. and Deion Sanders were right about Shador Sanders, or we'll all have egg on our face and he'll be a Hall of Fame quarterback. One of those two things will happen. One day we'll know. I think we'll know pretty soon on the Shador Sanders and Dillon Gabriel tip, though. I think Dillon Gabriel, he started here in UCF, and he was competing at UCF, and then he moved with the coach to, I believe, Nebraska, and he played a few years at Nebraska, and then as a fifth-year senior.
No, he didn't go to Nebraska.
Was it Oklahoma?
It might have been Oklahoma.
Well, wherever Lincoln went, he went with him. And then he ends up in Oregon as a fifth-year senior and had a good run at Oregon as a fifth-year senior, but I don't think he's any more qualified to be an NFL quarterback than Shador Sanders is. I feel like he probably will be a decent backup to have on your bench if someone goes down, and Dillon Gabriel will most likely be the third quarterback in that room in Cleveland.
Well, I don't think that either one. I think that Dillon Gabriel will be a better backup. Shador Sanders has too much baggage already.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're bringing this to a losing-ass team like the Cleveland Browns, you know, they made a great choice with Mason Graham at defense. He's going to go great with Myles Garrett. To me, I think the Cleveland should have kept the number two and drafted Abdul Carter to have two wings to go. But I think that they said, hey, stop up the middle. Well, that's where Graham comes in. He's a damn good ball player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they showed Myles Garrett that they're trying to do something. Well, if the defense can hold the other team to a few points, Cleveland can win. They proved that with Flacco before.
Yeah. Well, Baltimore made multiple good runs at Super Bowls. Doing
well,
just
they won
that
a Super Bowl with that,
yeah,
with
multiple
the
times
worst quarterback in the world,
multiple times. They won it with Brad Johnson, and they won it with Joe Flacco, and those were both defensive based teams. And that has been the way in Baltimore. They've got an offense now, but before it was always built on defense. And the New York Giants under Bill Parcells, same thing, killer defense, so-so offense, but they were able to win a Super Bowl because of the fact that their defense could win championships.
Yeah, defense wins championships. And if you got a great offense on top of it, whoo, I mean, you're unbeatable.
Yeah.
And that's what great teams always used to have. I mean, that's how come the Steelers won four Super Bowls, because they had both. They had the steel curtain, they had Bradshaw, and they had the great wide receivers and the running game.
Yeah.
They had it all.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we'll see what happens in Cleveland. Of course, everybody assumes, and rightly so, that it's going to be a dumpster fire because Cleveland seems to grab defeat out of the jaws of victory like nobody else. It's an odd thing that, it was a franchise that was terrible enough that they picked up and moved. And then the NFL was like, well, hell, we'll just give them another shot. Maybe we can exorcise these demons by putting a brand new team in Cleveland, and bam, they're right back up to their old shenanigans again.
But you got to say this. You got to give that Cleveland mayor kudos that was there when they moved. He made them keep the Browns name in Cleveland and all the records. So when they became the Ravens, they were just out of luck.
Yeah.
You know, because the Colts kept all the records. And, they should make these teams leave their name in the city they left.
Yeah.
Because they're screwing all those fans. Look at the Colt fans in Baltimore. They were great fans.
Yeah.
I mean, now the Ravens have them. But when you look at it, you go like, wow, the Oilers. It should have been the Houston Oilers in Houston, not the Texans.
Yeah, right. Although Texans is a pretty good name. I like that one.
Hey, Texans is a great football name, though.
We're looking at the Los Angeles Lakers. Last time you went to Los Angeles, remember all the lakes?
No, there's only the Pacific Ocean.
The Utah Jazz. Remember the last time you were in Salt Lake City and there was all that jazz music?
By who?
Exactly. Yeah, you should definitely leave the name with
in New Orleans
and in Minneapolis.
That's a perfect name for New Orleans, the Jazz. Oh man,
yeah, New Orleans Jazz was a great name, but doesn't make a whole lot of sense in Utah. Hey, Jeff Ogilvie and Brant Snedeker are going to be the President's Cup captains for 2026 in Medina.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I have nothing more to say about that. We got the golf in, and that's exciting for golf fans, I assume, that the President's Cup wanted to be in the U.S. hands, so go up there and get it, boys.
Get a little NASCAR in there, brother.
We are going to.
Chase Elliott.
Let's not chase NASCAR down just yet because we are out of time on this segment, so we'll talk about that when we come back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Count on Kohl's for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, you talking about NASCAR before I was rudely interrupted when we ran out of time? I hate that. Chase Elliott, son of NASCAR's Hall of Famer Bill Elliott. And you know something? He is the NASCAR's most popular driver. Can you believe that? Our boy William Byron isn't the damn. He should be the biggest and baddest dude they got in NASCAR. But I got to give Chase credit. He's given the salute to NAPA. Their 100th anniversary is going to be celebrated at Texas Motor Speedway. The great state of Texas is always celebrating something. And he's going to bring out the gold cars for the 100th anniversary. What do you think about that, Jeffrey?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I wasn't aware that NAPA had been around for 100 years. Good for them. That's great. Good auto parts store. And there, I love the fact that NAPA maintains because they don't have one on every corner. Every corner has an Advanced Auto Parts. Every corner has an AutoZone. NAPA, you got to go out of your way to go there, and they have the better stuff. I remember when Lucas Oil was new on the scene, I had to go to NAPA to get it. Now you can get it everywhere, but back in the day, you had to go to a NAPA. So I know where all of the area NAPA stores are. Good for Chase Elliott. He's popular. Bill Elliott was obviously popular as well, so it's been handed down. This Sunday at Texas Motor Speedway, there's a gang of guys that are going to be trying to beat him, and our boy Billy Byron, Kyle Larson, Austin Cindric, and Kyle Busch. So good luck in your gold car in Texas, Chase Elliott.
Absolutely. Hey, I can't wait for you to talk about your Washington Capitals. Woo!
Well, I'm hoping that the Washington Capitals come out on top, but if you're looking to have your closet come out on top, you need to go over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com, go check them out.
The pan, we're gonna check out the Washington Capitals. Well, they're up 3-1, man. I love that.
Well, listen, that game was, they've played three really exciting games. The first two in Washington, the third and fourth in Montreal. So four great games. And but this last game was so exciting. I know if you look back and say, oh, but it ended 5-2. It was 2-2 in the third period. And Tom Wilson laid a hit on Carrier, however they're saying it up in Montreal. I think it's Carrier. And he,
Carrier. It's voulez-vous voucher. Remember that when you talk about that, everything's got a woo on it. It's kind of like they're lighting the slippers. What he took him out of his slippers, didn't he, Jeffrey?
he dropped him like a bad habit. And off of that, the Capitals were able to take it down and score a goal to go up 3-2. Montreal pulls their goalie. They score on the pulled goalie. Still a two-goal lead, so they leave the goalie out, and they score again, and then bam, that game's over 5-2. Looks the next day as though it was a blowout, but it was not a blowout. Montreal has been playing extremely well, extremely fun to watch. Of course, the next day all the talk was about how maybe Wilson should have been disciplined for the hit. It looked like a perfectly clean hit. They're saying it was a hit to the head. Well, it was a chest hit, but unfortunately the kid is 5 foot nothing and Tom Wilson is 6 foot two. So he hammered him and the kid's head, of course, got pushed back, but no discipline from the NHL, which is surprising because Tom Wilson is always getting disciplined for everything he does. He's cleaned up his game a lot. So kudos to them for not taking it out on him after all the work he's done to become not a dirty player. The Panthers and the Lightning are going out.
You got to salute the great state of Florida. They got two teams and the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know who started doing the Tampa Bay Lightning?
No.
She started her broadcast career with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Who?
Erin Andrews.
Oh, nice.
She was a great, great person and still is.
Yep.
And didn't she bury a hockey guy who had ED?
I don't know the answer to that question, but a lot of beautiful women marry hockey guys because hockey guys of all the athletes are the manliest men of all athletes. Chicks dig hockey players. So the Panthers are up.
They dig wrestlers too, believe me.
The Panthers are up 3-1 on the Lightning. You know, the Lightning are at the end of their dynasty that they had going on there when they won two asterisked titles. You'll feel the disdain for them leaking out of me right now when they figured out a loophole in the IR rules where they put their best players on long-term IR right before free agency opened up. So the salary cap was there, bring in a couple of really good players with the new salary cap money that they have. And then in the playoffs, they bring those two stars back that were injured, as I use my air quotes, and win a Stanley Cup that way. And then they do the same thing. They don't do the same
you
thing,
mean
but
they stole the Stanley Cup.
They did steal Lord Stanley's cup. And then they won the COVID year, which I don't count. I mean, if you're not playing in front of fans, you're not playing. The Carolina Hurricanes are up 3-1 on the New Jersey Devils. This isn't a surprise. The Devils are a younger team. They're on the come up. Carolina has put together a team that they are expecting to compete for the cup. It's going to be fun to watch the next round when we get past these teams like the Devils and the Canadiens. As hard as they're playing and as fun as they've been to watch, they're a year or two away from being an absolute monster in the NHL. They've got so many young guys.
Hey, the Maple Leafs are the ones you better watch.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Maple Leafs have been a team that you watch in, May and, then April and not in June because they can't seem to put it together ever enough to make it to the Stanley Cup final. This team has carried on the tradition of not winning the Stanley Cup, just like every other Maple Leafs teams for the last 50 years have pulled off not winning Lord Stanley's Cup. Believe me, I want them to do well. Not this year, though, because my Capitals look good. So Toronto, I hope to see you in the finals for the Eastern Conference, but I'm going to be rooting against you hard to do what you have so eloquently done in so many Eastern Conference finals in the past, and that is give it up to the other team. But they're up 3-1 on Ottawa, and not a huge surprise there. I love Ottawa. I love Brady Tkachuk, but they are not going to be able to get past the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I don't love anything about Ottawa. I wrestled in Ottawa. It's nothing good. They call that the capital of Canada, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness. It's kind of like Kansas City.
Yeah, well, you know what? I feel like whatever is the capital of any state is the city you should stay farthest away from, and it sounds like it's the same for Canada. You should stay as far away as possible from there.
Hey, you know, you're talking about far away, Jeffrey?
Yep.
You know who needs to stay away from Gunther in WWE?
Getting ridiculous. Pat McAfee, you are very much thinking that Pat McAfee has inserted himself in the WWE and that it's all him. He wants the camera time. He wants to do this. But
yeah,
you know as well as I do that the wrestling community sniffs out guys who can get on the mic and who can do things. Yeah. And Pat McAfee walking in those doors, you know, the minute he walked in and got on a microphone, they were immediately looking for angles.
They knew what he could do already.
Yeah.
But he trained at NXT in Orlando, where you are.
Yep.
And he trained there and he's okay. All right. But wait till Gunther chops the shit out of him, you know, and lights his little ass up, and he's going to go, he's going to, his voice will get real high. I mean, it's he'll get squeaky high. And so, you know, be careful what you wish for, Pat. Don't let your battleship mouth overload your rowboat ass. And, you know, Gunther was a world champion for a reason. And he's just like a damn Hitler, too. I mean, he's an Austrian asshole, and he's going to hit you so hard, your balls are going to cling, believe me.
Pat McAfee taking on Gunther in St. Louis at Backlash, May 10th, St. Louis, Missouri. Also on that card, one. John Cena, Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. Eddie thinks that John Cena is back to carry that belt and go forward as the champion of the WWE. I think Randy Orton's going to beat him.
As long as he wants it. Randy Orton is not going to beat John Cena.
I think he is.
I don't care if he's in St. Louis, Missouri, his hometown, and he brings his old bitch of a damn daddy, what's his name, Orton Jr. You know, it's like Bob Orton Jr. You know, you can't kiss no more ass, Bob Orton Jr. It's over. And so John Cena ain't going to do the job. I'm just telling you. He's done with doing jobs. He's going to take that belt home with him. And everything that has records with that belt, he's going to take it with him.
I don't know what John Cena's schedule looks like right now. I think he might have finished shooting for his comic book show on Amazon, which is so good, by the way. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. But I feel like Cena's a little too busy to be carrying around the WWE championship belt. I think
that's how come he's going to take it home with him.
He's just going to leave with it. It's over.
Yeah.
This belt is mine. Find a new championship belt to give out because I'm keeping this one
Dave
for eternity.
Milligan just make you another one.
All right. Also on that card, Lynn Valkyrie against Becky Lynch for the Women's Intercontinental Championship.
The man. Seth Rollins' wife. Well, you got the wise man, got Seth Rollins in his corner, and he's making the book, you know. It's kind of like the gangsters are making the book. So he's got Seth Rollins. So he had to turn his wife heel, Becky Lynch, they call the man. I wouldn't want to have a girl call her the man. You know, that's just me.
Yeah.
But
it is 2025.
Is going to be the champion, I guess. And we'll see what's happening. But I guarantee you Becky Lynch doesn't lose. How about that?
Rematch Charlotte Flair and Tiffany Stratton. How do you see this one going?
Well, if I was booking, I would have Charlotte Flair beat her.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a screw job, then that way it sets up two or three other matches for Tiffany Stratton to go for the belt.
Yeah. I mean, I look forward to this match because they had a crazy match before.
Jax come down who Tiffany screwed to get the belt. And have her come in and be the interference that causes Charlotte Flair to beat her at Backlash. There's only one guy that could be a Jabroni of the Week this week, ever. And that's your boy, Mel Kiper Jr.
Yes.
The Count Dracula of ESPN. The DEI, Kool-Aid drinking, ass kissing Mel Kiper. You know, shame, shame, shame. I hope you got enough shame on your face, man, because you made a complete ass of yourself. And you know what he did? The biggest thing, he lost all cred with anybody for what he did for Shador Sanders, which is BS. And that's just the way it is.
Hey, Mel, I did want to say that I got a call from the king of cool, Miles Davis, and he told me to tell you, your hair is stupid, your glasses are stupid, cut it out, and stop analyzing for ESPN. Everybody at this point is done with you, Mel Kiper Jr. All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, Jeff, who's off to a freakish start is the Yankees' Aaron Judge. He's just knocking the ball out. I think he hit four home runs the other night. I mean, it's unbelievable.
He is a freak. He is a huge, huge man, and he carries with him a huge, huge stick, and he seems to be able to hit a lot of huge, huge home runs. So
until October.
I know. That's the knock on Aaron Judge is, man, you are going to break a lot of records, but I'm worried that you're going to go down in history. You're going to erase.
That's when they used to have the World Series. Hey, let me tell you, baseball keeps stretching it out. Before long, it's going to be snowing everywhere when they're playing.
So
it's like ridiculous.
You're going to erase the Mr. September moniker away from Alex Rodriguez, who had that name for a long time before finally getting a ring with the New York Yankees. And Aaron, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's mental, what the deal is, but fix it, because you are going to be branded as a guy who cannot produce clutch in the postseason.
He's not in the clutch.
He's not clutch.
He can't produce. He can't hit his number in October. Hey, you know who's hitting his number, though, in the National League? Oh, my goodness. Your guy, Pete Alonso, is smoking. Kyle Tucker is smoking. And Corbin Carroll is smoking. Those guys, hey, they're lighting it up for the NL.
Yeah, you know, Pete Alonso, I knew that if he stayed with the Mets and was in that lineup, it was going to be potent because he has protection around him. He's a right-handed guy, but you throw a left-handed Juan Soto in front of him, And, you know, he's going to, they're going to pitch to Pete, and they're not going to pitch to the guys around him. And, he is taking full advantage of that place in that lineup. And Corbin Carroll, a guy who burst onto the scene and, the Arizona Diamondbacks, I think in his rookie season, maybe it was his second season, go to the World Series, unfortunately lose that World Series, but he's a star in the making and, doing quite well up there in Arizona. Kyle Tucker, we all knew about him. New, uniform, same
Astros
guy.
Boy, went to the Cubs.
Yep. Guess new uniform, same guy. So, not a surprise there, but Eddie, we're out of time here. We got to run. Tell him goodbye.
But Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover. Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.